Blog Talk Radio.
You keep telling me
La Pura.
Always take it.
Yeah.
Keep singing you out.
Keep this shit to you.
Keep saying all the right shit.
Listen to love.
Nigga can't help but say that shit.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Huh?
Shit could be true.
Yeah.
Want me for me,
yeah.
Is you gon' keep it G, and if I fucked up,
fuck
you
up.
Gon' stay or leave,
yeah.
Yeah, I'ma play the field if I sense you playing me,
yeah.
I'ma keep it real, the only way I know to be,
yeah.
You know it's me, stopping through a grocery, yeah. Making sure you eat, looking at how it's supposed to be,
real,
you a glass of wine,
yeah.
I'ma roll your weed,
yeah.
Had a long day, hey. I'ma rub your feet,
yeah.
Treat a nigga like a king, know what I mean,
yeah.
Y'all, this small thing, fuck it, y'all lame. You thinking it's all game, nah, it's real talk. Fucked around and fell in love with a boss. I just love the way you walk, country slang when you talk. Shout it, slick hood, she with the shit, just misunderstood. One of the truest, but Lord knows I can't trust her. You must take me for a bust. You know I love you though, that's why I fuck. Slow down, what you rushing first? Where you gotta go? Nowhere, time, no hell. I need that so deal. She keep it so real. I gave her half, she want the whole bill.
Damn.
Told her mama, hold a wheel. Hard for me to steal with that mouth. I call it roadkill. That shit gave a nigga shit. The whole city.
Yeah. Do you want me for me? You gon' keep it cheap. And if I fuck up, you gon' stay or leave? See, I'ma play the field. If I sense you playing me, I'ma keep it real. The only way I know to be. You want me for me? You gon' keep it G. And if I fuck up, you gon' stay or leave? Hey, I'ma play the field. If I sense you playing me, hey, I can keep it real. The only way I know.
You're now tuned in to GEI Radio Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Tone, what's good, man? What's good, man? Everything is good here. ATL, excited about tonight, man. What's popping your way?
Just chilling, man, Like I said, last week I was going through a toothache. I'm good. I'm straight. You know what I mean? I can turn up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not 100%, but I'm way better than I was last week. I'm way better than I was last week. Even my speech even better. You know what I'm saying? I could barely even talk last week. But it was a dope show. Tonight, I expect another dope show. For those of you that wasn't tuned in last week, for the next maybe like 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to be having a guest on. Getting all in their business, you know what I'm saying? Just having fun, you know what I mean? Adult talk. Adult talk, you know. That's pretty much what it is, man. Like you said, how's everything in the A, though?
You know, man, the A is still unpredictable. I got to be honest with you. It's still unpredictable because, you know, it's like Infinity Wars here, man. You know, you got the governor versus the mayor of Atlanta, all kind of shit going on, man. But all in all, you know, it's one day at a time. You know, just trying to be safe as possible, man. You know, the same rules apply every damn day. You know, be safe, protect your family, you know, handle your business. So that's what it is, man. You know, that's what it is pretty much. You know, you got schools happening. You know, shit going on with the schools and all that. It's every day is different, man. So, you know, you gotta take care of home first. That's the golden rule. Take care of home.
Facts. That's what's up. So, are you ready this week? Because last week I felt like you held back on me. You know what I'm saying? I felt like you held back on me, GG, last week. That ain't like you. You know what I mean? I felt like you held back on me last week. I was left out by myself. You know what I'm saying? But it was cool, though. You know, shout out to Diamond. She did a great job last week answering like 99% of the questions. Even asked us some questions. So it was dope. This week we have another model, businesswoman, Jamie Taylor. She's in New Mexico. So ready? You ready, Gigi?
Listen, man. I stay ready, to be honest with you. Now, tonight I'm in position. Last week, just for the callers to know, because, you know, they know how to get down. They probably thought, hey, what's going on here, whatever. I was maneuvering and doing some things, you know, so I couldn't get to my station. So I'm in place. I'm in position. But you know, I stay ready, man. So, you know, she's definitely going to get 100% undivided attention, and so I hope this is ready, man. New Mexico, you know, that's dope. New Mexico, you know what I mean. So I'm interested in learning more about her, you know, what makes her do what she does, you know, is she enjoying it, you know, what's her brand all about, and all that stuff, man. So and the other stuff is gonna work itself out, man. The questions, the content. That's gonna work itself out, man. So yeah, I'm ready.
So just like last week, all the questions were sent to the guest. So she's seen all the questions. We're gonna pick them randomly. We're not gonna go in order, just to, you know, throw out of whack a little bit. So let's start. Let's get her on. Let's get her on.
Let's do it.
Jamie, you with us?
I am. Hello.
What's going on?
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, you sound crispy clear. Yes.
Crispy clear.
Nice. You sound clear.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah. We're happy to have you tonight. Yeah.
Thank you.
Tonight. This is Gigi, right? So, you know, you got two guys, right? You got the married guy. I'm not the married guy.
Right?
So my questions are going to be a little bit more personal. You know what I mean? And then you got G.I. Tone, of course. And so we're excited.
Right,
we're happy to have you.
Thanks
for being on the show. Yeah. Tone, I want to jump right in and just ask you, Jamie, if you could tell us, you know, a little bit about you, your platform, why you do the things that you do, you know, and the things that you're passionate about. We want to learn a little bit more about you before we get in, because we're going to get in.
Before you dive all the way in, right? Just toe first. Okay.
That's right. We're going to serenade you first, baby. We're going to serenade you first.
Okay, nice. So sweet of you. Dinner first. I dig it. Well, yeah. I mean, a little bit about me. I'm 34. It's soon to be 35. I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I live in New Mexico. I'm from Southern California. I'm a SoCal girl, San Diego. I came out to New Mexico for school, kind of at the beginning of my career was into runway and, you know, skinny girl, no tits, no ass, all forehead and legs. So that kind of ran the bulk of my career for a while before I started like lifting weights and eating tortillas and shit out here in New Mexico. So, proportions changed a bit and, the agencies I was signed with at the time were just kind of like, look, we don't really deal with your type, so you're going to have to figure something else out. So I went independent for a few years before crossing paths with Mr. Tone here in GEI and our 1151 models, and it's just kind of been a wrap since then. So I think that life has a way of kind of slowing things down a bit, especially, I mean, with COVID, right? Everyone can relate to that slow pace. Like, damn, I was going to do X, Y, and Z, and now I just get to sit here and eat more tortillas. But, I love the female form. I love bodies. I love photography. I love fashion. Modeling is just kind of a way to bring that all together. It's all encompassing. So it's what I'm passionate about still, even to this day. even though I'm old, shit, so old, but it's all good. I still make a do what I do.
I dig it.
34, super young.
11,
you know, 51. But like, oh, go ahead, my bad.
No, I'm definitely gonna let you. I'm definitely gonna let you have it. But I just wanted to shout out 1151 for those that do not know. That is definitely one of the brands umbrella under GEI. Dope brand. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, Tone. Did I ever get that shirt, bro? I don't know if I ever got that extra large. I
want
to say
shirt,
that.
Boss, man.
I owe so many people shirts. One day I'm just gonna take time out my schedule and just mail off everything that I'm supposed to mail off. I just be doing so much stuff, I just really be forgetting, I swear.
That's a fact. Okay, Jane, well, you know what? That's dope. I can definitely appreciate that. And you know what? Ain't nothing's wrong with Slim Goodies either, though. You know, I just want to be very clear because we got listeners that, you know, curves are dope. You know, thick is nice, super thick. We even talked on the show about the differences between BBWs and thick women. We're not going to do that tonight, but we love all bodies. We love just the chemistry, especially us guys, man. We just love the essence of a woman and whoever she is and whoever she's becoming. All we can do is really appreciate that, you know. So that's dope. I appreciate you sharing what you have going on, what you've been through that helped for you to get to where you are. Now that being said, and I'm gonna pass it to Tone, but I want to make sure. So everybody who is on this line, just want to be very clear that we have a special guest tonight. Thank you for chiming in. Freaky Friday every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, what is your time zone, Jamie? What's your time zone?
I'm Mountain Standard.
Mountain Standard. Now, what time is it for you?
So right now for me, it's 7:12 on the dot.
Okay, 7:12. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. I just finished going live, and I said I gave everybody the Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, and I literally said I don't know when Mountain Time is because I don't know anybody who's Mountain Time. So
dang,
it is so ironic, man. It's so ironic. You definitely putting things on the map. So I'm not gonna hold the show because we got a lot of good stuff going on tonight. I just want to remind the listeners that we're gonna ask our special guests, you know, a handful of questions. Now you guys still have the opportunity to chime in. So all you have to do is press 1 to chime in, and you can answer some of the questions, or you can ask any three of us, any type question. So those opportunities are still available to our callers, and I'm excited, man. You know, Tone has been spoiling us with these beautiful models, these beautiful women that are not only extremely attractive, but got good ass heads on their shoulder. You know, and ambitious, you know, intelligent, articulate, business savvy, business minded. So that's why I say we're spoiled, because you can get anybody on here and they can talk about whatever. But when you have a full combination or a nice package, total package, it just makes the whole experience even more beautiful. So all that being said, Tone, I'm going to pass it over to you, man, and I'm going to go ahead and marinate over here. I'm marinating.
All right, so we're going to jump right into the questions. Gigi, I'm going to go, then, you know, Gigi's going to go, then we can discuss it. Again, any question you don't feel comfortable answering, we can pass and keep it moving. All right, so you ready?
Okay. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Let's go. What makes sex amazing for you?
I think that, like, the most important piece, the foremost, right, is chemistry. Like, the chemistry has to be there, and chemistry doesn't just start with the physicality. It's like a whole mental, emotional thing. I think that if you're, like, connected outside of the bedroom or wherever you partake, it just makes the experience that much more uninhibited, and it flows better. It's more organic. You don't really have a lot of no's when there's good, like, foundation of chemistry.
Hmm.
I don't know. Is that like a super Disney answer?
No, that's your answer, and that's a great ass answer. You know, there's no right or wrong. There's no expectation. We just like to get
cool.
whatever's yours. So So that question, I have to dig in a little bit more. Okay. So it's very clear that it all begins with mental stimulation, right? So it's the build up to physical, right?
For sure.
So with that, what are some of the things that you do for your guy throughout the course of a day that lets him know that, you know what, when we link up later on, when I see you, the shit
uh-huh.
is on and cracking, backs included. What are some of the pleasantries? What are some of the things that you do to let your guy know that, you know, it's a green light later on?
I think, like, so the individuals I've been seeing or the individual I've been seeing recently, we don't live in the same city, right? He lives in a completely different state. So the work that you put in is like, just, you have to step it up just a little bit more. So I'm like heavy into selfies. I'm heavy into sending photos. I'm heavy into like innuendo by text. And then when we're together, it's still kind of the same shit, like just following up on anything that I might've sent when we weren't together. but if, right, because you can't, like,
cash
you can't
out.
Really back out at some point, right? Like, dang, I was talking about busting it open, and now he's here, like, shit. but if we're in the same place, and like, I just think like putting out those good vibes, those, like, you know, like making a dope breakfast, kissing before they go off to work, like nice little shower, bath together, whatever it is, you know, all of the above. With that,
I dig that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important to, you know, when people say keeping the spice in the relationship and things like that, you have to do that. You have to do what you're doing in the beginning throughout being together, because that's what got you to where you at.
Agreed.
Right? And so 100%. I think what happens is sometimes people don't do what they did in the beginning. Of course, they say people get comfortable and things like that, but it's really beyond that. It's like, mm-hmm. if you think about some of the things that you did or some of the things that he did or does that got you really excited, it never gets mundane or bored, because the anticipation is going to be there. You know
For
what
sure.
I mean? Even it's the same, even though it's the same dick, it still gives you, you know, that energy. Like, the energy
For sure.
builds up, you know.
For sure.
Tone, I think it's called centrifugal force, right? It's a build up. So you have to start early and often for that shit to pop off. So that's good. To get that off.
Nice.
So I do. So that was easy, right? We started out easy. Let me turn it up just a little bit. Now, my question is, if meeting a guy for the first time, you know, you guys decide, let's just say that you guys are dating for however long you need to date before you feel like, hey, you're taking
right?
it to the next
okay.
level on the physical, whatever that
right.
is, right? So the scenario is, you go to his spot, right? You go to
okay.
his spot. You guys never have been upstairs to the bedroom. You just, you know, watch TV, kick it, whatever. So you go upstairs.
Okay.
You already know tonight's going to be the night. So you go upstairs,
right.
and he leads you in the room, right? And you go in. He has candles all over the place. Rose Petals. If women, if you ladies still like that, Rose Petals on there. And you look at the nightstand, and this brother has a flogger, handcuffs.
Oh, shit.
Right? He has a flogger, he has handcuffs, and a blindfold. Right?
Okay.
So what are your thoughts? Because this is the very first encounter. This is the very first encounter. When you see that, what do you say, and what is your response? What do you do?
Like, I'm a very vocal and, like, inquisitive individual, so I think it'd probably be like, what are you planning on doing with that shit? Like, I need to know. Like, I need to know part A, part B, part C. I need to know when the fucking, what do you call them, when you take, like, a break at, like, a play or some shit. Intermission. I need a rundown, bro. I need a rundown.
Safe words,
like, how this gonna play out? Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen a flogger in, like, person, though. Like, I don't know if I've ever – yeah, I don't think I have. Have you guys? Like, you guys probably have them.
Well, the thing about
Let
it
me
is
find
we,
out.
We've talked about kink. We dealt with a little bit of BDSM. We didn't go all the way into it yet. But
yeah.
Those are definitely subjects that we touch on because – our listeners are very inept to the BDSM and the kink and lifestyle as well. I mean, we've learned some things, man. We got notepads.
Yes, we did. Yes.
So it's always interesting to hear what a woman's response would be when you see that shit, because of course that's extraordinary. That's not an average situation. You might go in there,
see
some lube, some condoms. right. You know, maybe some cuffs if he's like, hey, you know, let's give it a shot, you know. But when you start seeing other shit like that, you start seeing floggers and shit like that, you kind of like, okay, is this what you do or is this what you want to do? What the fuck is going on here?
Right.
But you didn't leave though. So I want to be clear, you did not walk out the other way.
I didn't turn around and bounce. I didn't chuck deuces. Okay, I stayed. All right. Okay.
Okay. That's fair. That's a very good answer. Tom, it's on you, bro.
Okay, so let me just build up off that. During sex, are you submissive or dominant?
Both. I think that there's, like, I think just different vibes. Like, not every experience is the same, right? Like, so I think both. I think sometimes in the same session. Well, yeah, like, yeah, I think both. I think sometimes it's, like, incredibly sexy and a huge turn on. It gets all the juices flowing if it, like, there's, like, a little dominance there, right? I'm, like, a very, like, alpha type female, so... in scenarios where someone else can kind of take charge and take leadership in or out of the bedroom, but we're talking about the bedroom, like, right now. So I it's a huge turn on. I think other times I'm like, look, you finna just lay here and let me do what I need to do. So I think both.
Okay.
Little combo.
All right.
A
yeah.
Little combo. I like the direction. I like the direction that went. So even playing off of that, you're going to have to think outside of your current situation on this next question. All right. So I don't know, buddy, listening or not, but he knows this is a show. This is entertainment. This is entertainment.
Right.
So let me ask you now: have you ever met a person? Have you ever met a man that you have this animalistic attraction to, right? You have this animalistic attraction, like every time you guys see each other, you got to rip each other's clothes off or kiss or hug, you grabbing dicks or you grabbing ass or whatever. And then you have on the other end, you meet a guy that you're attracted to, right? However, you're not as aggressive. You know what I mean? Like when you see him, hey, honey, how you doing? Let's eat. You know, you're doing lunch. You're doing that type of thing. Now, have you been with or have you dealt with those two types of men, each respectively? One that's super aggressive and attractive with, and then one not so much, but you got love for them, though. But it's just not, you know, it's just not the same intensity.
You know, I don't really think I have, I've had many experiences with the latter of the two. I think that, for the most part, I'm like going down the list, right? Like the rope, pulling out the like Rolodex. I think it's all kind of, not that it's like I'm scrolling for pages and pages and shit, but like, I think it's probably more of like the A, like just, like sexual tension and chemistry off the hook. I think that's pretty much been the majority of my experiences. I don't think I've come across a dude that I was like lukewarm with, like, okay, well, he's cool or whatever, so I guess or whatever. I don't really think I've had too many of them.
And even if you did, you didn't go as far as to actually develop anything with him. Right? You
right.
Just filled him out.
Like,
okay,
he didn't
cool.
Get no
we're cool.
Like, we just
left
him at the door. Right.
Okay. So with that being said, let's stick to A. Let's stick to the A prototype.
Okay.
What has it been about an individual that attracted you so much where you just wanted to jump in the bones every damn time you saw him? Like, what was it about this man? And you can describe from physicality up to, you know, the mental stimulation, but what was it about this dude that was just like, every time I see him, I'm going to do something.
Yeah. So I think that like, damn, I just got to get it the fuck in with this dude has kind of changed. And it's changed, like, the older I've gotten. It's changed with, like, the more, like, life experience you get through, like, age. It's, like, changed after I was married, after I had children. But I could tell you it's been, like, I mean, so, like, we'll talk about, like, early 2000s, right? Like, fucking Cameron and Dipset and fucking Chinchilla Hoods and Tim's and fucking Chains and Dope Dealing was dope. Like, if dudes had swag like that, speak a little, like, greasy and shit, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, let's, like, right now, let's go handle it. Like,
okay.
But, like, you know, okay. Like, thug, dope dealing phase, that like bad boy phase, I guess I should say, like that chicks experience at one point in their life. I think I've had that. I've had like dudes that I've been like, holy shit, he has his shit together. He's not a dope dealer. He has a 401k and he drives a fucking Ferrari. Like, that's attractive.
Right,
you know what I mean? So like, just over the course of time, I think that dude, they all have to have swag. Now, like, whatever their fields are, their respective hustles or gains of employment, like, that might have varied. But I guess underlining kind of thing is, like, swag. I like a dude who could talk shit, a little sarcasm, like, just can, like, move and, like, handle himself, like, dope, like, I think, yeah, like, that's probably a common thread through all of my, like, phases.
I like that. Now, Tone,
yeah.
you have to admit that with what she described really is, even though it may sound easy to come by, for some reason, that's what we keep hearing is missing with guys, you know, like, and I'm not going to say corny because corny is subjective, I think. You know, some people think that, hey, you know what, corny dudes are cool. You know what I mean? Because of the innocence or because of the transparency, whatever. But a man being able to handle himself and really mix it up, because I think that's what you was also saying. Somebody who can mix it up. Like, you know, you're not always just one way. Like, you know, depending on
For
what's
sure.
going on or what's happening, you can be super aggressive, and then sometimes, you know, you can just, hey, baby, whatever you want, however you feeling, let's make that shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Assertive. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, you know, as long as he can rock and roll, that's good. But Tone, that seems to be a lost art, bro. You know, Have you heard that from the ladies and your wife's friends and things like that? What do they say is like a lost art of you know, dudes being pretty much a good package to deal with?
Mm-hmm. I think swag. It's more so like
I think swag is an issue.
I think like some of the homegirls I talked to, they actually have a problem with, you know, men just being men. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's just a lot of men trying to be women. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
shit.
and not literally,
shit.
But you know, like,
don't hurt them now.
Not literally. I'm just saying, like it's like hearing from my homegirls, like it's no men, like a man's man, like being a man, like, you know, that's what I be hearing more than anything. I mean, just from the way, like, the dress code, the conversation,
mm-hmm.
just everything,
mm-hmm.
it just pushed over. So
mm-hmm.
that's a big problem for women, you know what I mean?
I could agree with that. I concur,
man.
Fellas.
That's not good. So there's a high sensitivity rate amongst men in the current dating climate. Is that valid?
Oh my God, you have no idea. Like, I swear to God, like the stereotypical, like, that's some female shit, or that's like, that's bitch shit. Like, I'm like, well, are we all with vaginas right now? Because I don't even know. Like, I totally agree with that. Like, pick your labia. Like, pick your labia. I can't. Like, oh, good Lord. That's so true. Shit. So true.
Not the labia. Wait a minute. Did you just say labia?
It's bad out here, Gigi.
That's special, man.
I mean, think
well,
about
look,
all the callers that we talk to. These ladies are very, very aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, the way they talk is like they the men. You know what I'm saying? And that's like the conversation I be hearing all the time. And it's like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. Just hearing that from a woman, like how they feel about men. Like, yeah, dudes gotta get their shit together for real. But before we get on to any other questions or anything, Gigi, we got two callers. Let's get the two callers on. Maybe they got questions for us, or maybe they want to answer some of our questions. So let me get them on. 7547, GEI Radio, you on?
Hey, everybody. It's Lady X. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hello.
What's going on?
What's going on? Thank you for the lady energy, girl power. I'm so happy to hear a woman.
Yes, girl. Yes.
Let me give you a proper intro, Lady X, because Lady X is one of our faithful. She's one of our faithful callers. She's very knowledgeable about a lot of things that we talk about. She schooled us on some things already, and you know, I think I have a whole notebook with just Lady X-isms. You feel me? Yeah, with everything that she had already talked about. You know, these are the Lady X clues right here. So we thank you for jumping on here. I'm pretty sure you already heard some of the questions that were asked. What do you want to share tonight, Lady X? Thank you for jumping in.
Thank you. You know what? The topic y'all just got off of with our slightly feminine men out here. I literally just left. I have some of my girlfriends that we got together recently. Now that we're kind of a little free a little bit, go out into the country a little bit. And we were talking about the same thing. And it's like,
shit.
I do not want to be with a man that I have to tell, like, how to be a man in the bedroom. Because at that point, we got a problem. Because I'm coming to the bedroom as a woman. I'm very submissive. Like, in the bedroom, I want to be dominated because I have to dominate all day. So, we here, right? Like, we vibing on that. It's horrible. It's horrible. So I normally pick a dom. Like, that's why I choose dom men, because they know how to show up, you know, in the bedroom. So that's quite interesting. Just to chime in on that, it's very true.
I dig it.
Yeah, I have experienced such femininity in the bedroom.
Girl, have you used one of them floggers they were talking about earlier?
Girl, yeah, a flog. When he said that, I'm like, what do you mean? This is about to be a party. I don't know what everybody else.
That's right. I know your antennas went all the way the fuck up.
Right. It's like, okay, what you got, brown liquor or tequila? Because we can go either way. Like,
okay.
What? If I saw it, I'm going to be like, okay, I see you trying to try your interest, because I'm already there, boo, what's up? Yeah, you know.
So on the first encounter, you with the shits, Lady X, on the first encounter?
I'm with the shits. We grown, right? It's like, what are we waiting on? I'm a woman of age, you know. I'm not going to tell y'all how old I am, but let's just say I'm seasoned under 40, but I don't have time to be playing. It's like, what? Number one, I work all week. I own two businesses. Mm-hmm. I really don't have time to play when I'm ready to release a little stress. So, yeah, you know, it's like, let's get it popping. Because really, too, I'll be honest with you, Gigi. I kind of fall with you when it comes to the getting to know part. So I am going to be asking some of those questions. I do need to get to know you. And really, by the time we get to that point, because I ain't saying I'm popping off with you in like a day, right? No, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I am going to, by the time we get to that point, most definitely, it's like, he probably might be a little nervous coming up into my boudoir. He probably like, oh, so somebody tie me up and leave me in here, you know? You know, he might feel a little nervous for me. You're like,
oh, Smoke
came out the bathroom when she came out. I don't know what she's
going to
come in with. So, yeah.
Okay, so now that I got two ladies on here and I got Tone, I want to go ahead and address two things. Now, I want to address this feminine, masculine energy type situation. I want to address it and then dead it. Because me and Tone, our hearts are broken with this shit. I'm gonna be honest with you. The hearts are broken.
My heart not broken. I'm good. So
do you empathize? Do you empathize? You don't empathize?
I'm good. Nah. I mean, you should be a man at all times. If you choose to be that way, then that's on you. It don't got nothing to do with me.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. Because I'm an advocate of men, period. So I always want to find out what the fuck is wrong, what the fuck is going on with you, where do you need to make adjustments? Because, and hear me out, ladies, depending on the man, he may be accustomed to certain things. So let's be very clear. So a man may not be as aggressive as another man because he may be accustomed to different women or multiple women shooting a shot or being aggressive to him. So now he becomes passive aggressive. So what I mean by that is, you know, you may have a guy, you know, very, which you would consider attractive. He may even talk a good game or whatnot. But then when it comes to the bedroom, he's like, you know, I'm used to, you know, a woman just, you know, rubbing my chest and unbuckling my pants, pulling my dick out. And she just going for it. Versus him being like, hey, you know, whispering sexy shit to her and, you know, rubbing on her thigh and kissing on the side of her neck. Like, he may be accustomed to a certain thing. Now, if you're dealing with that guy, are you open to having that conversation? Do you adjust because of who he is or what the connection is? Or are you just like, look, what the fuck is going on, man? What's wrong? You scared? You all right? Like, how would you ladies address dealing with that guy because of what he's accustomed to? Just like you ladies may be accustomed to dominant men, for those of you who don't know, then, you know, he may be accustomed to very, very aggressive women. So he kind of takes a back seat and let her do, at least let her be the aggressor until it's time for some action. So Lady X, I'll let you go first.
You know, that's a good one because that happens, right? Cause, and I think, too, you just have to get comfortable with that person. So I'm not going to say I would totally dismiss him. I'm definitely not. If we are firing on all cylinders in other areas, I'm not going to dismiss him. I'm going to see just how comfortable I can get him. Because to me, too, okay. I feel, and don't worry, I've done quite a bit when it comes to the whole sexual journey and knowing yourself sexually. I really believe everyone should. But anyway, I'm a firm believer, too, that you have to give that an opportunity. You do have to see, because we're not always going to be in that space where you just want your back blowed out, right? It's going to be times where that's just necessary, but you're not always going to be in that space. There are going to be times when the more, you know, sensual side has to come in, and he may have times where he steps up. I've dealt with men, you know, they step up and they're super aggressive this week. And then next week they've just had a hard week, and it's just like, you know, they just want to take a little floor because they're really trying to get that good, strong nut so he can really go to sleep. So
indeed.
It just depends. You know, it just depends. So I wouldn't totally dismiss the guy. I would just have to see, you know, where we are, I believe, too, in having conversations. So I would just ask, you know, how, I mean, get comfortable as an adult. You get comfortable with your partner sexually. Hell, we could talk about anything else, but a lot of adults don't know how to talk to each other about sex, which that's crazy to me. Like, you don't know how to tell your, like, know if your man like his dick's up, you know, because not all men like fellatio. Not all men are into that, you know what I'm saying? And some brothers just, that's just not their thing. So I just think, you know, having the conversation, just trying to see. So when he gets, when you get him in the bedroom, really, a woman that's into a guy, she's going to be able to tell by how he moves what kind of guy he's going to be. Tom, she's going to be able to tell if he's going to be the more aggressive type in the bedroom before he gets there versus a more submissive kind of guy. And it could just be where, like you say, a lot of, especially in the area, I'm in Atlanta. So in Atlanta, when you have a nice looking man, like, GG, just throwing that out there. They do get very accustomed to women being aggressive because Atlanta, we know it's a man shortage, and especially masculine men. It's even it's a shortage of masculine men. So it's just like you see one, you just like, let me shoot my shot, you know. And but sometimes women can take shooting a shot into just being a little too, you know, foregoing and just a little too aggressive. So that's why I come in and I have to teach them, sis, let me show you how to do this.
The art of seduction.
The art of the using your feminine wild. Just
feminine
chill out.
Yeah.
Relax.
You
can smell them pheromones. Just fall back a little bit. He gonna pick it up. Trust me. He ain't slow. He know. He gonna pick it up. He see that ass in them
cool.
over there. Trust me. He gonna pick it up.
And I'm looking. Okay.
Exactly.
Jamie, chime in real quick. And I know we got another caller tone. And Lady X always dropping jewels, man. So it's kind of hard
for
to
sure.
not keep her.
Right?
Go ahead and chime in on that scenario.
You know, I think at first, like, I had like a visceral reaction to like passive aggressive. Like, I think that for men that are passive aggressive, even like a first encounter of hanging out with me, like I think I'd steamroll. So I don't really know that I don't really know was my first reaction. But then after listening to Lady X, as the jewels were sinking in, I'm like, but she does have she makes a really valid and great point about like just having dialogue isn't necessarily outwardly aggressive, but you still vibe and you give it a shot. Yeah, I think dialogue is huge, being able to have that conversation. And then being able to ping pong is also big, you know, like maybe this week or this day or this time, this session, like I don't have it. I don't feel like telling you what to do. I don't want to draw a diagram. I need you to take the reins, handle it, cool. And then vice versa, being able to like the reciprocity of that makes sense. So,
yeah,
I think that just because of my personality in particular, and I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so there's like I mean, there aren't a whole lot of people in general. I think the whole state of New Mexico has like 1.5 million people, and I live in the biggest city here. So, like, there's just, it's not really like, you know, it's not Hunger Games when we out. Like, it's nowhere near the, like, the race or, like, the pressure or intensity of, like, being in a bigger city like Atlanta or New York, L.A., fill in the blank. So I think that initially it might be a little difficult for anyone that's got any kind of passiveness in them to even have, like, I don't know how approachable I'd be with that or like, I don't really know, but after listening to the entirety of her point, like she's right. Like dialogue is important. Ping ponging is important. So yeah, I guess with that, like shit, how could you not want to give that a try? You know?
Okay. I did.
Thank you, sis. That's why I knew we were kindred spirits. You know?
Lady X, we appreciate you jumping on here. Listen,
yeah, it's so nice to meet you.
You will be on the show, so we have to make sure that we set that up. Tone, we have already talked about Lady X on the show before. We've already talked about that. We've never coordinated because, to be honest, we don't know who the fuck Lady X really is. She is Lady X. We don't know her name.
Yeah, we don't. I don't know. We don't know.
I'm wondering.
You don't know.
Right.
Okay, so we're gonna do this like we're gonna do this like this, Gigi. Lady X, are you free the 28th?
Nice.
I am going to be free on the 28th, I believe. I'm about to
Hey.
I'm calling
so Lady X
to make effort.
Lady X is going to be our special guest on the 28th. We don't know what she looked like. We don't know where she's from. We don't know where she's calling from or nothing, but she's going to be our special guest the 28th.
I'm with it, guys. Thank y'all so much.
All
right. Thanks for calling
you.
In.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Indeed.
All right. But I want to get into one more question, then I'm going to get our other caller on. Let me see what I want to do. Okay, let me ask this one. This is a good one.
Okay.
Jamie, how would you respond if a couple approached you to be their third, to do a threesome?
Oh, boy. All right. So I think that this is what my, like, in my personal experience, right? So I have had interactions with, like multiples. I think that, though, more often than not, when I'm approached by a couple, it's like, I think that the woman is trying to put on, like, she's down because she don't want her dude necessarily, like, running out and doing some extra shit. So she's, like, trying to take one for the team and isn't necessarily genuinely, like, wanting to show up and be a part of it because she like wants to be a part of it herself. So like just like kind of like trying to save face about the whole situation. So like most of the time I just don't really vibe out to it because you can just pick up on that shit, that like false fake ass security about like, no, like she's really cool, but she really ain't that cool. But there, you know, I've had my go around a couple of times and yeah, I dig it. I'm all for it. If everyone's on the same page, if everyone's like on the same wavelength, everyone's vibing, like sign me up, I'm there.
Yeah, it's definitely going to have all the pieces to fall in place the right way to want to do that because it
yeah.
can be dangerous. Like you mentioned, it can be dangerous because you don't know what her actual motive is. And Tony and I, we've talked about this multiple times. It's not going to be the dude. Like he'd be a dummy to be the one to try to orchestrate all of it. Because number one, now it looks like his ass is sneaky as fuck. And then number two, it's kind of like it's hard to trust coming from him because now it's like, yo, does your lady know what the fuck you're talking about right now? Like, is she really down for this? So coming from a woman, that kind of helps as far as as far as whatever. So I can't even really
right,
explain
right, like
that,
city.
But it does
yeah.
help. I think it's a big fact. I think it's a big factor. But you made a good point about sometimes women taking it for the team, and that was like a large. There was like a large trend when they were like, "Sis, don't eat pussy for him. He ain't gonna stay, or that ain't gonna keep him." Like that was a movement not too long ago.
Right.
I remember seeing it
okay.
too often. I was like, "Dang, you know what I'm saying? Stop fucking the game up. Leave it alone. To each their own." Right? What happened to that? What happened to each your? You know what I mean?
I'm glad
that you said that.
I would think that if a woman approached another woman, that she more than likely wanted to do it. That's just my I would think that if
yeah.
she put herself out there, that she really wanted to do it. Maybe because some people got their own way of doing threesomes. Like, okay, we're gonna have a threesome, but I'm not gonna touch you. You're not gonna touch her. It's gonna be this,
right,
and this,
right,
and this,
right.
And this.
Right.
And
right.
those,
yeah,
that's not a threesome to me. Yeah, it shouldn't be no rules. Right. Like, I feel like if it's rules and it's not a threesome, it's just me fucking her, then I'm fucking my girlfriend or my wife. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do
if
that.
It's a threesome, then
okay.
everybody got to be involved. You know what I mean? Like, everybody
right.
got to touch everybody and everybody got to, you know.
Right. I feel you.
That's tough, though. Oh, but I'm not feeling that. There has to be some boundaries. There has to be some boundaries because the couple has to control the narrative, right? This is not three equal parties here. This is a couple.
But why not?
They're bringing it. Well, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. Now, unless they're swingers, unless that's what they do, maybe. But you got to understand that, you know, couples are experimenting. You know, sometimes that's their first time. Sometimes it's the second time because the first time wasn't good or didn't work out. Sometimes it's the third time because one bad experience, one good experience, and they rock, paper, scissors. Like, so you never know. So I think as you have new experiences, I think as you have new experiences, you take some of those things from that experience and you bring it on to the next one. You don't just roll the dice each time is what I'm saying. So you can be more intentional.
Before you go there,
you said no rules. You also have to take into consideration what if it is a guy? What if the lady wants an additional man? Are you telling me there's no boundaries? So there is, so that's your boundary. Your boundary is
no man. I'm talking about if boundaries, my wife goes out and get another lady, it's not going to be any rules. Like, it's going to be, we're going to have fun. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, it's
so
not going to be
you're not going to discuss anal, you're not going to discuss toys, you're not going to discuss oral. That type of thing, like
no, we're not about
there has to be
nothing.
Some type of
like,
there has to be some type of boundaries in this thing, man. For a person to feel
no,
comfortable
it's gonna
to
be,
do it, unless
weird.
You're just a freaky dude.
That's kind of no, that's just weird, Gigi. Like I'm not gonna if my wife be like, oh, I want a threesome tonight. I'm not gonna sit down with her and be like, okay, so we're not gonna. She's not gonna suck my dick. I'm not gonna do this. We're not gonna discuss none of that. We're not about to do that. I'm about to take her to wherever she wanna go. Let her find somebody that she's comfortable with, and then whatever happens that night happens that night. Like, and that's
You're not going to discuss anal sex though. Like anal sex is a green light just because
liberal.
You're having sex.
We're not about to discuss nothing. I'm not saying that this stuff is going to happen. I'm not saying that these things are going to happen. I'm just saying we're not about to discuss what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. I think that takes away from it. It's like
that's a mood killer. Right?
It would be a turn off to me. Yeah, it'd be a turn off to me if we got to sit down and discuss all the stuff. It's like let's just not do it. Let's just, you know, we don't need to do it. Let's just let it happen.
Yeah.
Whatever we're not comfortable with in there, we won't do.
To be like
a level of organicness to it, for sure. Like, I think if you have to, like, check boxes like that, like, this is on the table, this is off the table, I don't want you doing this with her, we should not do this, I think maybe you're maybe not in a place where you guys should be bringing a third party in.
Facts. Thank you. See that, Gigi?
Indeed.
You want to sit down and
yeah,
check off a whole bunch
I
of stuff?
I agree with that.
Huh? What?
Okay, so let's get this another caller
let's
on before we move to the next topic.
Let's do it.
2748
GI Radio,
you on?
Hey y'all, it's Candy. How you doing?
Hello,
hey,
Candy.
What's up, Candy?
Hey, I've missed you guys.
We haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I've got a lot going on. But I have a question for your guest this evening. But my question is, one, can I come see you? Because I need a vacation in my life.
I just got a new crib, too. Come through, boo. I got you.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm coming.
Damn it. The show's going to be
you mentioned that you were in a long-distance relationship. So
yes.
Do you find that the sex is better if it's just like there's a waiting period to where, you know, of course you're going to send like pictures and stuff, or do you need to add things to spice it, like phone sex or like, you know, sex through like a FaceTime or something like that?
I think that like the distance and the time makes it much easier to just to kind of get to it. So, like, it actually just adds, like, it's, again, it's like that whole, like, build up, that anticipation. The shitty part about that is, though, that, like, if you guys weren't, like, on the same page at some point, if you, like, had a beef when you guys weren't in the same state, when you finally do see each other, you still got, like, you're still picking up off of that tab. So, like, it can kind of work against it. But if everything's good, girl, it's, like, it makes it, like, kind of, like, worth the wait. So, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a little angry sex, though. I mean,
yeah.
I might be mad.
Not at all.
Fucking.
Not at all. You know, it's like the level of angry, though. Like how much did he piss me off? Is this something I can work past, or do I need to bust him in his grill first? You know what I mean?
And, you know, just to kind of piggyback on what y'all were just talking about as far as the conversation, I think it always should be open communication in a relationship. But it brings it back to the first question that Tone, you said, was what makes great sex, I think that was. I think that good sex is power and freedom. Like, it's power in being able to come to your partner and saying, look, this is what I'm trying to do. So, like, I think it's good to have a conversation, but I kind of think it's a turnoff when there's hard no's when it comes to sex. Because it's just like, if you're together... Yeah, if y'all are together, my body is yours and yours is mine. So, like, we know if we're introduced to other people, we know we're at a point where, look, we're not going nowhere. So let's just take the hesitation out and relax and let's have a good time.
I think having hangups is like, I mean, I get people have boundaries, like, generally, right? But I think I'm like, I tend to think along the same lines that you think, like we rock together, so we should have a level of comfort where there's, like, we're just open and vulnerable and willing to, like, just wherever the journey kind of leads sexually. I'm for that.
I like that. I like that. You ladies are very, very open-minded when it comes to that, and you may not believe this or not, but that is not that common. It's not that common.
Really?
So, Jamie, when you talked about it earlier about certain women doing certain things to appease their guy, that's very common. Just like guys, you know, do things that they're not accustomed to doing. Like, he may be like, hey, look, I got your insurance covered this month, right? Meanwhile,
oh,
he didn't even pay his insurance. He didn't even pay his shit. And now he got to borrow a belt through other shit. Like, look, man, hey, let me hold 40 real quick. I got to handle
Dude,
something real
I thought
quick.
You were gonna,
Meanwhile,
I thought,
he peeps in his shit. Hey, hold
on. DJ Khaled route. He said some car insurance. Like, damn.
Exactly. I was
So and what I'm saying is, you know, not everybody is really as open and transparent. So you really have to have a strong foundation and know who and what you're dealing with. And to Tone's point, ideally, you know, you already have to be on a certain level to even consider doing something like that.
For
you know,
sure.
Bringing somebody
for
in
sure.
Because that's still a big deal. Though. Let's be real. That's still a big deal. You're bringing in energy, right? You're bringing in new, mm-hmm. fresh energy, you know, and you're allowing that person to receive as well as, you know, take. So those things are very impressionable on different realms, if you will. I don't even want to get into that, but it is on different realms, right? So some people feel like at least they have a level of control that they're not getting all of their significant other that they're getting. So whether that
for sure.
is, you know, anal or whether that is, you know, some people like, you know, oral is or kissing. I'm sorry. You know what? Let's keep it simple. Kissing can be very, very sacred to some people. So
true.
It could even be like, look, nah, you're not going to be tongue kissing my girl like that. Well, I don't think a guy would say that. I'm not saying that. You girls can go at it. Please do. Right. But, you know, a woman may just be like, look, nah, you ain't going to be passionate kissing like you niggas in love and shit like that because you're not. We in love.
You don't even
right?
know this man, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you just suck his dick, all right? You suck his dick and you let him hit, you let him pound you. That's your role. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think obviously communication is always going to be vital and key. But you do have to know exactly, you know, who you're dealing with because some people can't take that. You know, some people go through those experiences and they're like, yo, I did it for the wrong reason. Now I can't live
right.
with it. They feeling some type of way. And
the
relationship has changed forever. You can't change, you know what I'm saying? You can't go back and switch nothing up. It's changed forever. So, Candy, let me hit you with this before we let you go. Because, Candy is one that has been consistent. She's been rocking with us, and she always drops some knowledge all the time. So, Candy, I do want to ask you, in regards to what I just said earlier about the whole bedroom type of thing. Now, the first encounter, right, do you actually believe that there should be conversation as far as do's and don'ts or boundaries when it comes to bringing someone in the bedroom, especially if it's used first experience bringing somebody in. Do you think that there should be a conversation and possibly some rules of engagement just because there's no confusion? How's that work?
Well, as far as, okay, so I just want to clarify your question. Like the first encounter, because I think you said the first encounter was like something about a flogger or something like that. Are you speaking of the first encounter?
Yeah, that was just, I'm talking about bringing somebody in. I'm talking about bringing somebody in.
Flogger.
Yeah, we already know about how y'all feel about the damn kinks.
We know y'all all in
with the kinks, okay? No question.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so for the first encounter, as far as that, It's a conversation, yes, as to whether or not we're going to add someone into the relationship. But as far as sexual rules, that's not a conversation because at the end of the day, I already know my dude. He knows me. He knows that, look, if we're doing this, it's a screening process, whether it's the chick. And on top of that, it's health screeners. I need to see some paperwork before you come into my business. So.
Got to be COVID-19 free now. Got to add that to the list.
Got some checklist. It's a checklist. You got to have the walk and everything. Like, it's a checklist. So if that's going to happen, if she's already meeting them guidelines, the goal is for us both to get pleased. So it's just like, we all can do what we have to do to get to the finish line. So I'm not worried about what she's doing to my guy because, at the end of the day, I know her ass is leaving in about another hour. I'm not focused on what she's doing. I mean, the whole point of her being in our bedroom is to add to it. So we don't really have to have those detailed conversations.
Nice. You see, okay. I think that's like three
that.
For our side and one for yours, Gigi.
Yeah, he is killing me with this first. He's been doing this since day one. He's killing me with this first encounter shit. Like, sex is sex, baby.
Thank you. I'm with y'all. I'm on the women's side. I'm on the women's side. Like, just have sex. Like, just have sex. Like, all the, I'm not talking. You can feel the vibe. Once I feel the vibe, I'm going to get it. Like, I'm not going to ask you no questions. I'm not about to do all that. I'm about to just attack. You know what I'm saying? But not attack, but, you know. I'm going after it. I'm just gonna go after it. So, Gigi want to have a whole class session and talk about this and that. After we finish talking, she's not gonna be into it.
Exactly. Gigi is like, okay, we're gonna write the rules on the mirror. All of, what did you forget?
I mean, you can sign right here on this line, right?
Look to the left. All
the let me be very clear, because y'all are creating scenarios that I did not create. Now, so this is my plight, though. I just feel like if a threesome is going to happen, if another woman, because there's only going to be a woman coming up in through there, okay? If there's going to be another woman in the scenario, I just feel like she's going to have to put that together. I'm not putting that together. I'm not putting it together. I ain't asking shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even be like, hey, you know your girlfriend that you introduced me? Her ass was fat. Did you know that? I'm not even doing any innuendos or nothing like that. She gonna have to put it together. So my preference, any ladies that are listening, don't want to date me. No, I'm kidding. So what my preference would be is I want it to be a surprise. Like, I want you to pick the woman, because you should know what I like. She can kind of look like you if you want. Or she can look like the opposite. So if you red, she can be chocolate. If you chocolate, she can be red or mocha or however you want to do it. And just surprise the shit out of me. That way I ain't got to say nothing. I ain't got to. I don't have to, what do you say? I don't have to incriminate myself. I ain't got to talk myself out of it or do nothing dumb. All right? So, you know, my birthday's in October.
October
2nd, Libra Nation, baby.
Oh, it's
so all I'm saying is surprise me.
Talking about, yeah.
I'm sorry, you
surprise
say you're
me,
what
man.
Now?
I don't even want to have that conversation. Because if we're going to have a conversation, now it's going to be like, okay, so what she need to look like? Can she look like me? Or does she need to look different to me? And if I say she look different, well, what's wrong with me? I didn't know that you liked him like that. I'm not doing all that shit, man.
Right.
I'm not going like, through all that. So that's why I have the conversations that I have. What was that?
Got it.
Isn't it the same thing though, whether or not she brings it up or you bring it up? Either way, like
it ain't
when you have that. Okay, so she came.
It's not the same unless she is experienced in it. That's the difference, because you got to understand, if it's two people experiencing it for the first time, there may be some reservations, there may be some curiosities, and they may want it to look a certain way. But if one person is experienced and the other person isn't, then now there may be different expectations. So if you don't have that conversation, then you're not going to know what to expect.
I can receive that. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you're like, well, what you mean? What you mean you ain't want her to eat my ass? You know that's what we do. That's what you do when you do this. Now you're like, oh really? Well, how many times did that happen, damn it? Hold up a minute. Now you're feeling some type of way for no reason, man. So
all because you got an ass ate like shit.
All because you got the ass ate. I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't know you were like that. You busting off?
Well, see,
you're
learning. Now you learn. Now you're learning. So you know for the next time.
You know
what she wants.
But do you really want that stranger to be the one to come in and show some things? You know what I mean?
I'm not gonna stop. Nothing that's going on. I'm just being honest.
I'm just trying to find out when we can get like the threesome with the two dudes and the chick though. Like, what's up with that? Why it got to be another female?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I won't be there.
For a female.
No,
so
I won't be there.
That's a lot. Like, I don't know. I prefer female over two males any day because, like, that's just a lot going in holes at one time. It's just like.
That's true. I'm just saying, like, I just feel like it's just a little, like, it's a little unbalanced. Like, I've never been with two dudes at one time, but I'm just saying, like, you know.
So playing
devil's advocate, throwing it out there, shit.
And we've done that before, Tone. We've done that, and we've asked. I'm glad we have you ladies here, because we've asked, and we live. It was literally crickets. Tone remembers. We said, ladies, if you desire two men, what would be your conversation to your guy? Tone, you remember asking that question in the crickets?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
I don't
wanted
like,
to know
just,
what
my
would
mom
that conversation
just started sweating. I don't even know what I would say. Yeah.
I mean, because again, you can't just be like, well, look, you know, I used to date Marcus in high school. I ran into him. You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't have dinner. Like, come on. And then, so your guy's 6 foot, 180 pounds, right? Marcus is 6'5", 275. And now you guys are at dinner. Trying to have some type of conversation, like how you go to maneuver from your buddy, because you know you ladies don't give us the whole thing. Yeah, he's a friend, you know, we got along pretty good. You fucking right. I mean, come on, stop it. We got along.
That's
pretty good.
Get off really? The gas.
Friends, like you just hung out and y'all be like, oh, you fucked them, didn't you? Yeah, y'all fuck it. No,
yeah.
That's not what I said.
Well, we just want to know. Like, let's not dance, man. Let's walk through this thing.
But when you're bringing,
we just
want to
know the conversation. Convince
us
this is going to be. Convince us that this is going to be a win-win-win.
Like
no,
I feel like the same. I feel like this. Whatever conversation I would need to have is the same you would have to have with me with a female. Like, why is the conversation going to be different?
But the female is going to service and serve both parties. Dude is just going to hit you. He's just going to hit
that's
that.
That's true.
What do we get out of it? Because I ain't jacking off to him hitting you from the back and you screaming like you ain't never screamed before.
Oh, no. Oh, poor little tink tink.
Now choking is permissible.
What
was that?
Everybody should be involved. But I think that conversation needs to start well before you bring somebody in. It's suspicious when it's like, okay, yeah, I've been looking at so-and-so, and y'all are just having that conversation, and the first conversation is about Buddy from the past. But if you kick
that
conversation off,
like
months earlier, and if you know that you know you're down to get down with guys or girls, I don't think he's as his guard isn't up as much. Like, I'm going to be honest. I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple. A couple with chicks or whatever. But, you know, we've never really had that problem. As long as it's an open understanding that, look, if we're going to do this, we're going to do that, you know. But when egos get involved, that's when it just fucks up the whole vibe. Like, if you're worried about what this person is doing to your chick or this person is doing to your dude, it just kind of kills the whole vibe. Like, I don't even understand how your dick stays hard. Like, because to me, I would think that concentration would just fuck up everything.
I just think for me, it wouldn't be a turn on to me. Like, what I don't want to see that. Like, two women, yeah, but me and another man, like, that's going to turn me off. Like, I'm good on that. It's not even
right,
about
but like
her
that's like
for
from
it.
The
it's
that's
not
from
gonna
like
turn
a
me on.
That's like from a voyeuristic perspective inside of it, right? Like I don't want to see myself making out with another dude.
but like you would want to see your chick making it. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not necessarily saying
that's
that if you want, like, wanted to threesome with two dudes and I'm wanting to see y'all two get it on. Like, you could just sit and watch me do my thing real quick. And then, like, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that I need you two interacting if it's, like, the two dudes, one chick. But I don't know. How was the experience? What was the experience like for you when you had your, like, threesomes with, yeah, Candy?
It was cool for me. Like, it was an experience. Like I said, I personally would prefer two chicks.
Just because, okay.
You know, it's a lot more work when you're dealing with two dudes because you have to do more. It takes more effort to please a dude than it does a chick. So, you know, with two chicks, you know, the dude has to do, he's pretty much doing most of the work unless, you know, we're in certain positions. So, you know, like I said, it was a little bit more work for my part. And I noticed that it took a little bit more build up for it to happen. Like, I had to really stroke my dude's ego to make sure that, you know, he was secure in us before that happened. So, you know, to me, I just rather a chick and call it a day. But as far as, like, sexually, it was kind of dope in the sense that, like, I came, like, a lot that night because they were both focused on just pleasing me. So, you know.
Well, hell, hey,
that,
nobody else is there to please.
The focus is not just like whether with guys, like grown men, they focus on pleasing their woman. So it's not you know, so like I said, they were doing a whole bunch of extra stuff. I was definitely in some positions.
Now, was they locking forearms to get leverage?
Oh, my God. I'm done.
What kind of shit? Okay, so hold on. I know we got to wrap this thing up, but listen, you guys opened it up. Tone already knows how I feel about this, and he knows that I will rant my ass off when it comes to this. So, Candy, so since you're here, you have to answer these questions real quickly or not. So the thing about it is you got two dudes, right? So just a quick scenario. If you have two women, the dude can sit back and let the two ladies go at it, right? Is that right? Is that fair?
No, that's not right. No. If we end it together.
So two women can't interact with each other without the guy?
I mean.
Even for a few moments?
No, not without the guy. No, this is not a peep show. I'm going to need, no. Everybody needs to participate.
Oh.
She said equal participation,
okay.
Gigi.
Exactly. Don't be lazy.
Okay. Well, I'm just
now,
saying.
Now, you
can
observe while you're getting, like, a back shot. You can look, you know, if you just want to, you know, chill. But, no, you're not going to be sitting on the sofa while I'm getting it in. No. Mm-mm.
However, with two men, it's limited. Like, first of all, anytime there's two men involved, I always have to ask, was there DP action going on? Have you ever had DP?
At one point. Yeah, at one point
okay.
It was.
So these two brothers, these two dudes have to be extremely comfortable with themselves and with the activity, is what I'm saying, because there's going to be some close encounters. And I know Tone is real squirmish right now. But there's going to be some close encounters for the brothers because at no point can they stop and interact with each other. That's why I'm like, so, I mean, are they locking arms, one in the front, one in the back? Are they holding hands? Are they, you know, teeter-totter? Like, what kind of shit that these two dudes can do together to enhance the experience? What can they do as partners?
They don't have to worry about each other at all. Like, I got all this ass. I got plenty for them to use as leverage. Like, it's no need for them to have any interaction with each other at all. So, like,
okay, so they just need to keep their eye on the prize.
That's it. That's it. And like I say, even with, like, DP action, it's not where they're, close like that, you know.
I don't know how. So, I mean, what kind of position can you not damn near slide dicks together?
If you're on a couch and I'm like, okay, well, never mind. Is that something we got time for?
Hey, listen, we're going to have to bring Candy back. We're going to have to bring her back soon, Tone. Come on, man. You're going to have to bring
exactly.
Dad together, brother.
She's
definitely going to
have to do that.
Yeah, indeed. You're always a good sport, Candy, so we appreciate you, and you bring so much value to the show, and you've been consistent, and you always do your thing. You always keep it 100, so we appreciate you, always.
No worries.
Before we let her off, I want to ask one more question, because this is the question that didn't get answered last week. So this is for Candy and Jamie, and then we're going to end the show. We're like 25 minutes over the time, but I do want to ask this last question. And Candy, I'll let you go first. What names do you like to be called during sex?
I'm going to be honest, I'm not really a fan of, like, when the guy is talking too much. Like, I don't really, I'm not really a fan of, like, names and stuff. Now, I'm big on calling names, you know, but I don't really like him calling me any names. I just want to hear him moan and stuff. Like, it gets on my nerves. I had this one guy, like, he had so many commands, and I'm just like, bruh, shut up, please. Just say your name and spell it backwards. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm like, I felt like I was in a film almost. Like, it's I don't like all that. But, I mean, I like, you know, I might call you daddy or something like that. So I'm big on, like, the names. So it's weird, I know, but that's just me.
Okay. Excuse me.
Jamie, what names do you like to be called during sex?
You know, I don't necessarily know that it's like, I think I'm down for like words, but I don't necessarily know if I'm too into like name calling. Like, you know, the like, do you like this pussy, take this dick, like kind of shit I'm here for. But I don't necessarily know that I'm like into the name calling bit.
Yeah, like, don't call me bitch or anything like that in the bedroom. I'm not with all that.
Yeah, you know, I think, like, I don't think I'm really too into names. How about you guys? Do you guys use names? Fellas?
Names in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Gigi.
Nah, you know, I typically have a dirty mouth in the bedroom, to be honest. You know, and I started doing that recently. When I say recently, like maybe in the last few years, not like yet last week because, you know, COVID. But, you know, I've gotten pretty dirty in the bedroom, and that's only because of the response, not because something that is just second nature to me. It's just like, you know, you're going to get it, you know, and just, and that seems to work. But no specific names.
Right.
Yeah, no specific names or anything like that. Because I already have a nickname, you know, so they're going to call me Gigi, King Gigi, you know, Zaddy, you know, stuff like that. And we'll have it until they stroke or whatever comes out of their mouth after they get to it. So that's kind of how that goes. What about you, Toad, man? You got names and shit going on over there?
I think it just depends on
Papa
the type
Bear
of sex. If it's aggressive, then there's a whole bunch of cuss words coming out. You might get all type of stuff. So it depends on the type of sex we have. You know what I'm saying? What names come out my mouth.
Right.
So is dirty...
That's an interesting question.
In the heat of the moment, is dirty slut get a pass? Does dirty slut get a pass in the heat of the moment?
No.
I mean,
either one of you ladies?
I think so. It'd have to just be like... We'd have to be like in the thick of it. Like, put that shit in. Couldn't be at the beginning. At
like,
the surface,
right. Yeah, it could be like, wait a minute, hold on. How long have you been waiting to say that bullshit?
Right. You rolled off your tongue way too well. Hold on.
I think you could sneak in a lot of stuff that you wouldn't say. If it's going perfect, I think you could sneak in a lot of stuff that you know you wouldn't say if you wasn't having sex. But that don't mean that she's not going to catch it and ask you about it. But you can sneak it in, though.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we're going to finish, but we're going to get back to it.
Definitely. Definitely. Gigi, you got anything else?
You know what, man? I know we're over the time. I just want to thank all the ladies for jumping on here. Jamie's been a very, very good sport. I just want to double check and you know, always have a scenario at the end just to kind of see where your head is at and what would, you know, what would be a cool experience. So I'm going to give you a scenario of you and your guy. Let's say you guys left dinner. You guys had dinner. You know, movie or hung out or whatever, Top Golf, some shit like that. And so you guys are on the way home and you feeling like really, really like you can't wait. Right? So here's the scenario. What would be, out of these four situations, what would be the most likeliest to be the most exciting and realistic? All right?
Okay.
So you pull over, right? You pull over because you already know it's going down. Now,
okay.
A, front seat action. B, back seat action. C, on top of the hood. On top of the hood. D, on the back. Back shots in the back of the vehicle. On the outside. So your ass has been over.
I'm all for like. I'm going for D, but like the side of the car back action. Like I'm like down off the like curb and he's on the curb and I'm like at the like passenger side back door.
And that's pretty dope.
I just caught that visual.
I just saw it.
That was like
just
last
now.
Night. Like, yeah.
Okay, so that was real.
Dream real come true.
Candy, same question, Candy.
Oh man, I think the front seat because we don't need to get away if we have to. So in that situation, if we're just pulling over off the side of the road, you know, we're probably getting it in, but. I personally would prefer him not to pull over. Let's just get home. He can play with the kitty on the way. But
nice.
If I had to choose in that scenario, I would say A.
Nice.
A front seat action. Okay. I mean, all of them are great choices, right?
Great choices.
Yeah. There's no losing.
There's no bad answer.
No bad answer at all. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got, Tom. That's all I got.
That's what's up. Candy, we definitely appreciate you calling in, blessing us with the knowledge. Always a good sport. We're definitely going to get you on. Let me see. Let me check the date because I don't know what's the next date.
Yeah.
So we can get Candy as well.
I got to tune in when Candy's on. I got to tune in.
I heard you say you were a Scorpio. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. How about you?
Yes, me too. I knew I liked
you.
Nice.
Whoa. In the building.
Yes.
Nice. When's your birthday?
November the 8th.
November 8th. Okay, I'm October 29th. That's what's up, Scorpio sisters. Woo, woo, woo.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be the 4th. Candy, are you free the 4th?
Of September?
September?
September.
Yeah, I'm free.
Awesome. Okay, so we got Lady X the 28th, and we got Candy the 4th. We're going to have to bring it because they off the chain.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
we're
going to
put y'all
in
the hot
already,
seat.
So no worries. Yeah, we're not worried.
I'm telling y'all now, we're taking over. We're going to put y'all in the hot seat. So y'all just get ready to sweat.
I love it.
Yes, because Lady S is already my girl crush.
Nice.
So we are definitely going to. We're bringing it.
We all four. That's what we
again, we appreciate you calling in. We went 30 minutes over, which is awesome. That's dope. A good show. excuse me. Jamie, thank you for taking time out of your day to kick it with us. And you was a great
thank you guys for having me.
All the questions. Before we go, can you let everybody know where they can find you at?
Yeah, so my handles are the same across all platforms, J Taylor the Body, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I don't have the, like, TikTok yet. I can't, like, I'm too retarded for them TikTok dances. But, yeah, on the traditional ones, under J Taylor the Body.
Awesome. Gigi, where can they find you at?
Yeah, most definitely awesome show. Thank you. Everyone who participated, Lady X, Candy, definitely Jamie. I think I'm already following you on IG. You guys can reach me a few different ways. You know, I'm an old head, so I do still rock out on Facebook. So you can find me at Malloy Rob, MallloyRob, on IG. Two different handles. GG After Dark. Can find me there, and you can also find me at Rob GG Malloy, and of course the website, as always, is going to be ggafterdark.com. Definitely check it out. Got some big news coming up down the pipeline, and we having a good time, man. We having a good time every Friday 9 p.m. man, rocking out with Tone. So that being said, Tone man, let them know how to continue to follow. The platform and all platforms that you have going on, bro.
Awesome. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @GEI_Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell. You can also follow the radio show at GEI Radio on all social media platforms every Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. I was going to ask Candy, but I don't want to ask Candy because I don't want to know. I just want to keep Candy and Lady a mystery. So I was going to ask her what's her IG and stuff, but I don't want to know. I just don't want to know. So,
all right, well, y'all can find me back here then every Friday.
what I already said. Gigi, I was going to ask you something. Oh, my God. Oh, if you want to be on the show, if you want to be a guest on the show, you can DM me, GI Radio, GI Tone, or Gigi, can you give them your email again?
Yeah, just go to the website because the website is going to get you to the contact page, which is ggafterdark.com. And definitely just, you know, put your information on there. Let us know that you want to be on the Freaky Friday show. Now we booked out till set, right?
Nice.
We booked out till then. Right. So, but at the same time, you guys can always jump on the platform on the Blog Talk Radio and you know, press one. So that's one of the best ways you can actually be on the show without being a, you know, specially invited guest. You can still participate. So I would recommend that your ass do that and then get the swing of it because we're not playing. We don't play on
it.
So you got to be ready. Can't you know? No. We don't have any time for awkward moments. Like, bring this shit. Let's get to it. No awkward silences, man. So, you know, all that being said, man, great show, ladies. You definitely added a woman's touch to what we have going on. So, so that's been one of the highlights of this particular project. So. I appreciate everyone. Tone, once again, man, always a pleasure, and it's cool. And Tone, and real quick though, I'm thinking about heading out to Marlin. Is that how y'all say it, Marlin?
Marlin.
I'm thinking about heading out that way in September, man. So we may be able to do a live show, direct, but we'll talk about that. I just kind of wanted to put that out there online so that people know that there's a big interest on that. So let's get it.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm with it. Just let me know. Again, great show. Thank all the callers for calling in each and every Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. And it's my anniversary tomorrow. So.
Oh, my goodness. Excited. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
How many years?
Enjoy the 11. Tomorrow will be 11 years.
That's dope.
Wow.
That's so awesome. Congrats to you and your wife. Good shit.
That is.
Thank you.
All right.
So
I got to click off,
though.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend.
Good.
Thank you for having me. Candy, it was nice to meet you. GG, we'll get up with each other
yes,
at some
indeed.
Point. We can just take care.
Indeed.
Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.